traded for a fake dime. True dominion, traded for a fake dime. Working at the sellout for such a long time. It's a problem that's old, a tragedy of mankind. To see its seeds in time, we rewind the first century AD. In the word of Timothy from Paul the Apostle, this word's gonna jostle the feelings of feminists, but the word is what it is. So listen and don't get hostile.
Here it is, here it is.
I do not permit a woman to teach or preach or breach the ancient design of authority built at the start of time. That's not Paul's opinion and certainly not mine. We're both only tracing the plan of the divine. This argument isn't cultural, it's creational. So let's go back further into time. Paul says Adam was made first and Eve was deceived. That's a part in the curse. Adam's sin is in some sense made worse. You see, he didn't buy the serpent's line. He traded true dominion for a fake dime. True dominion traded for a fake dime. That's the story of the sellout from the start of time. Church fathers thought a lot about this text, the reason Adam's sin left them perplexed. But then some of them began to crack the code. Adam ate the fruit because he feared the lonesome load of losing his beloved. And so the story goes, to live in the garden if his bride couldn't stay. So we sold out for a dime on the very same day. Now hear me out, brothers. That's a love that sounds true, but it's idolatry dressed up. Getting ultimates confused, putting wife above, make a resort and love foul. Adam made his wife an idol and sinned, a worry bowed. Now fast forward the tape to a second Adam, seen another garden, another bride, another in between. But this man on his knees in Gethsemane sweat wasn't trading his father for a distant second best. He loved her, oh, he loved her more than Adam ever could, but he loved the father first. That's what makes the love good. See, the serpent came back with the same old dime. All the kingdoms in the wilderness said, skip the climb, skip the cross, skip the nail, skip the cup you gotta drink. Just bow one time, just blink, just think. Let your mother lead you, let Mary or Martha set the tone. Let one of the pretty damsels occupy your loneliness. You can have the bride without the blood on the tree, but the second Adam said, get behind me. He wouldn't sell the father to purchase the wife, so we kept true dominion by laying down his life. And here's the mystery, the first Adam is the man who won't hide. Inherited the garden and the God of the lose. Don't trade your dominion for a dime, for a wife, for a job, for a screen, for a quieter life. Don't abdicate the watch, then complain when she's tired of carrying weight that her shoulders weren't wired to hold. That's the order that Adam overthrew when he handed her the headship that was given to you. Love her, yes, but love the father more. That's the only love that knows what love is for. A man who tells his God to keep his bride in the room is a man who lose them both at the lip. But the man who keeps dominion at the foot of the throne is the man who brings his bride to a forever home. So check the pocket, brother, see what's tingling inside. Is it true dominion or a counterfeit dime? The serpent's still selling the same old deal. But a son of the second Adam knows the kingdom. Stand in the gap, stand at the door. That's the dominion you were made and remain.